All right, so let's talk about some of the other elements that you have to kind of gather and get ready as you go through this process. One of the things that you suggest is taking some pictures of yourself that you'll use on your website. How important is that?
I think it's extremely important, and not just yourself, but maybe your workspace, your office, or just something that is unique and authentic to you. But your picture being a huge part of that. You want, again, I keep saying this, but people like working with other people, like real people. So even if you're not, never going to physically meet that client because you are in different parts of the country, them seeing your face, it's just such, gives people so much more confidence in working with you.
And I've had people ask me, well, Ed, I understand that, but I have some objection to that. Like I don't want to put my picture up there. They're really shy. They don't like the way they look, or they're like me. They're still waiting to lose those 20 pounds, that I said I'd lose, 5 years ago. What would
I've
you
been
tell
waiting to
somebody?
lose those 20 pounds too. I would say that's great. Take another picture when you lose those 20 pounds, but go ahead and be okay with how you look right now, because not having a picture versus having a picture that you don't necessarily like, but is still a pretty good picture. I mean, you definitely want the latter. So you got to get over it. I was very hesitant to put my picture on my website when I was first starting out, but I did it, and it was small on the homepage, and now it's like huge on my homepage because it's such a positive thing, and people really like that. So I mean, I say you just get your photos and you just get over it, and after some time goes by, it's not even going to bother you anymore. But you're going to connect even more with your prospects that way.
I agree. I agree. I've been kind of on the fence about the picture thing, but I do agree. And here's the thing that you need to remember, just to kind of pile on to what you said earlier, which is the people like want to work with people, but it goes beyond that. I think you subconsciously create a connection with somebody else when you can see them.
Absolutely.
And let's face it, guys, we're in the business of, one to one. In other words, you're a creative professional. Most of you guys don't have a team. You're not an agency, you're an independent professional. So it's even more important to forge that connection because that's the bond. In many cases, that's what's going to get you hired. Not your picture. I'm just saying, like, that connection, that is it, because you're not a company. And even if you are an agency, you're the face of the agency. So it needs to, you need to humanize your business. And this is a great way of doing it.
Absolutely. Yeah. And you can be very creative with these images. They don't have to be like a full on portrait style. You could, be a little more abstract, blur out the background, get a real close up. Maybe you don't really like your office, but maybe you have like a bookshelf or something you do like. So just thinking creatively about authentic photos that represent your business. And how those visuals would just be so great on your site.
Okay, so your picture, very important. Let's come back to something we addressed earlier, work samples. And what I don't want to get too deep in the weeds here with this, Jill, but I'd like to kind of get some basic parameters or direction in terms of how to present this. Not so much into how to organize them, but what I mean by that is, okay, is it cool to just have like a thumbnail screenshot of the cover or of the white paper, for instance, and then when you click on it, make it hyperlinked and have the PDF pop up? Is that a good approach? Is there a better approach? Any suggestions?
Well, I think first off, we have to talk about the type of portfolio or who the type of person. So, like a writer, for instance, where you're not doing the design, but you don't want to just show like a Word document. If there's a visual that can accompany the work, then yeah, like the magazine cover or a spread that shows what you wrote, anything like that can be a good way for people to engage with that.
What about websites? You know, so whether you're a writer or designer, what's the best way to showcase a website that you worked on?
So same idea, like you could take a screenshot of the homepage or a page where you have work shown, your writing samples, and then just link right to the website or link to maybe another larger screenshot. You know, the web obviously is ever changing, so maybe something you wrote might not be available like in 2 years. Hopefully that's not the case, but if it is, you want to have, you know, make sure to take a screenshot and capture it so that you have something in case it goes away.
That way it's permanent. Yeah, you have a permanent record. I like that. And what about something, and I like an idea that you mentioned earlier, which is kind of creating a little bit of a case study for some of these pieces, you know, whether it's a website or some landing pages that you worked on, or and it's not just a, here you go, but kind of giving the background information on that, what it entailed, maybe what the client said about it, where it helped them.
Yeah, so I am going to do case studies for my site, for my new site. I think they are just an awesome way to show the type of work you do, who you work with, your approach, I mean, everything there. And especially for writers, like writing a case study is a great way to show your writing, or of course, if you need help with a copywriter, then do that too. But, you know, I just think it's a great approach of showing like, okay, here are the challenges and here was our solution and here were our deliverables. And here's some, you know, images, if that is applicable. And, you know, here's a quote from the client about how awesome the work was. So gather that all up into one page and one sample, then that is, you're like, an awesome way to do it.
Yeah, and some screenshots and then maybe some excerpts. I think that makes the project come alive. It gives it the context that will help, I think, your prospect see how you can help, as opposed to,
yes,
here you go, here's a 40-page Word document, have at it.
Yeah, nobody's going to read that. But they will read a paragraph that summarizes how the work got accomplished and, you know, what their challenges were and their goals and how you solved that.
Excellent. Okay, so if you're starting out and you have, you know, we talked about the scenario where you might only have, you know, one, two, or three samples. But what if you have zero? Do you think it's okay to not let that stop you from moving forward with your website and just maybe omit your samples page for now? Or how have you seen other people do this? Or what do you recommend?
I say you got to start with something. You know, it's hard to say, like, here's what I do, but not show anything that you've done. So I'd say if you're just starting out, if you're, you know, a recent graduate or something, like, you know, you could show student work. There's nothing wrong with that. I used to do that, you know, back in the day. If it's not, you know, if you don't have any, student work, then like redo something, you know, like if there's a local business or something that like their website is horrible and their copy is terrible, like rewrite it. And you know, probably want to get their permission, but, you know, make up a project that shows like, here's what I can do, you know, for the type of work that you want to get. And do just a couple of those, or, you know, if you have a family member that has a business or, you know, something tangible that you can put there to show what it is that you can do.
You know, as you mentioned that, I'm thinking of two, this is really not as hard as people think. There are two restaurants here in the Atlanta area. And so Jill's here in Atlanta as well, in the Atlanta area. But there are two places that do such a horrible job with their email marketing that, yes, I patronize these businesses. I go eat there, one more than the other. And I've always said, you know, if I were starting out today, that's exactly where I would go first. And I would go in a very non-threatening way. I say, look, I come here, we eat at least once a month. I get your emails. I think I can help you make those more impactful and get better results for them. And I'd be willing to do it for free. And I bet that my success rate would be, you know, probably 2 out of 2, at least 1 out of 2.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't take much. I mean, one of them is just even some strategy. Sometimes it's not even the copy, but they're promoting this Burgers and Beer Tuesdays. And they're sending out the email at 11:30 a.m. or even sometimes after lunch on Tuesdays.
Yeah. I mean,
it's a little late because this is like a lunch thing. So, you know, it'd be nice if you like told me about it the day before.
Yeah. Yeah. So if you get like an ugly newsletter or something like that's just really poorly written, or, you know, maybe there's, you know, you're a designer and there's this, you know, local business with a horrible logo, like, you know, approach them to redo it. So it's basically making up a project. You know, so you have something for your portfolio, and why would they not use it? You know, they don't have to, I guess, but, you know, if you can, it's really just about showing your talent and what you can do. So when a prospect is on your site, they can say, oh, I need that exact thing for me. And they're inspired to reach out.